Welcome back. Okay, last class we spoke about the power of responsibility. People think that they want to control the world. They really don't. We don't really want to control circumstance. What we want is to have a certain experience that we're looking for in circumstance. When we go out and try to get stuff, it's because we want to feel a certain way. And what we have to realize is that the reason why we don't feel like we're in control of our lives is because we're letting a circumstance that's outside us dictate how we feel. But the minute we take back responsibility, we get back into control. And as soon as we get that control back, we now can dictate how we feel about things. Now, this is a very important point, and that's what I want to talk about right now. This concept about reality. What is reality? We think reality is what's happening out there. That's only half true. In truth, reality is what we see is happening out there. It's really our perception. Our ability to affect reality comes from our focus. Now, we look at the world today and we think that we're objective. We're not. Because we can't allow too much in, or else we'd go crazy. At this current moment right now, as I'm speaking, there's hundreds and hundreds, thousands, millions of stimuli going on right now around you. There are things that you're not even processing, maybe like a sound of a car that if you're driving, or the sound of an air conditioning going on, or your breathing, or your ability to write down notes, or move a fork or a cup. There's so many things happening right now, but your mind can't focus on it. That's why you can't hear two people talking at the same time, because there's only so much that you can bring into your mind. So picture this, you're going through life, and there's millions of bits of information that you can potentially choose from to focus on. Whatever you choose becomes your reality. Other than that, it's not really your reality. But that information now makes up your experience in life. But here's what it comes down to. It's not what's out there. It's what you choose to see. It's what you choose to focus on. Focus creates reality. They actually did a great study on two identical twins. They grew up in the exact same household, and they had parents that were abusive, and then they followed them years at end. And one of them became this amazingly loving family man parent. The other one became an abusive parent. And they tried to figure out what was the difference between the two of them. They came from the same home, they've got the same DNA, and what they found, that along the way, one child had a teacher that explained to him or showed him that what he went through in life was a challenge. It wasn't negative, it was an opportunity for him to learn what not to do. The other one went through the same exact circumstances, but saw it for what he thought it was, which is the way it's supposed to be. This is how parents treat children. Totally different lives, based on not circumstances being different, but the focus on the circumstances. In 1993, this group, Ross and Samuels, did a study where they actually had people playing the exact same game. It was like a cooperative game. One, they called it community game. One, they called it Wall Street game. Same game. Difference was, the people that played the community game that was titled community game, they just changed the title, they started cooperating more. The people that played the Wall Street game, they started competing more. Why? It wasn't because they weren't playing a different game. It was how they focused on the reality. If the game is a community game, then I got to look at the exact same pieces and go, well, I got to cooperate. If the game is a Wall Street game, then I must have to compete. And so the same people, different people playing the same game, look at it totally different. Right now, as you look into the world, whereas right now, as you see it, I want you to recognize and appreciate that what's determining your reality is less of the circumstance and more of your focus on it. How do you see the world? Do you see the world as a challenge, or do you see the world as something that's negative? Do you see opportunity? Do you see ability for you to grow in areas that so far you failed in, or do you see that you're not good enough? When you look at somebody and they say hello, do you see that person and go, well, what else do they want? Or, okay, they're saying hello. When you look at the pros and cons in your life, what definition, what label are you giving them? Because what's happening is you're actually changing your focus, which is changing your way of experiencing reality. That's how some people make it. That's how some people grow in really tough environments and succeed. It's not because they're smarter or because they're born more resilient. That's not it. When I mentioned mentality earlier, what it is they use their focus to interpret reality. They see things where to other people it's invisible. When you're thinking opportunity, you walk into a challenge and you see nuances that the person that walked in and goes, oh, great, failure, just can't see. When you walk into a room and see somebody complaining about somebody else, some people be like, oh, this person is so negative. Some people be like, wow, this person is so insecure. They respond differently. When you see your own failures, some people go, see, I knew I wasn't good enough. And they just see how terrible they are. Some people say, wow, I have where to grow. Welcome to life. And they're excited by the opportunity to wake up in the morning and grow. Where your mentality is broken is in your focus. What do you focus on? The positives or the negatives? What do you focus on? Your insecurities or your potential greatness? But it is in that focus that creates your reality. People think, by the way, that if I complain about something, it gets it off my chest. Studies show the exact opposite. Studies show that the people that complain the most are the most negative. In fact, complaining makes you more negative. You'll bring more negativity in your life by your complaining. Why? You're getting it off your chest. No, you're not. You're just focusing on the negative. And the more you say it, you focus on it, the more you see the world in that area. Right now in your life, you want to make a change. Question you ask yourself before you actually do anything is, what's your focus? When you look at the area that you want to change, the first question you ask yourself is, what's my focus? Because your focus is ultimately your reality. You know, this leads to one topic here that I think is really, really important. People think that forgiveness is a gift you give to somebody else. It's not true. Forgiveness is the gift you give to yourself. People have this, like, some reason why we think that, like, if somebody wrongs me and I don't like them and I hold a grudge, that somehow I'm winning. Meanwhile, they've already left, they've moved on with their lives, and they've hurt me once, and now what they get for hurting me is I get to, every single time I see them, feel more negative myself. My stomach hurts, my stomach turns, I can't walk into rooms, and for some reason, I feel like, yeah, I'm getting back at them. You think you hurt me once? Watch this. Now, for the rest of my life, every time I see you, you're just going to hurt me more. Ha, ha, ha. It's crazy. Forgiveness has nothing to do with them. Forgiveness is all about you. When you forgive somebody, your focus changes. When you forgive somebody, you allow yourself to be in their space and not have them continuously hurt you. When you forgive people, you lift the negative veil from their world and are allowing yourself more positivity. When you forgive yourself for things you did wrong, you don't harbor that same guilt that you schlep with you everywhere you go, that ultimately clouds your life. Look around the world and look at the area that you want to grow in, whether that area is in relationships, or that area is in business, or that area is in parenting, whatever it is, and ask yourself, what has been my focus? Have I seen this through the eyes of a grower or through the eyes of a stagnator? Have I seen this through the positive lens or negative lens? And we have this, some, I don't know how this even happened. There's like this misconception out there that, like, if you're positive, like, then means that, like, you know, you're fluffy or you're not as intellectual. But if you're negative, yeah, then you're cutting edge. That is such baloney. That is so not true. Some of the greatest people in the world are great only because their attitude was positive. Look at the world right now and realize that there is no reality out there. What's possible for you is really based on your focus. People that are able to look at tough challenges and grow, they're not any better. They just focus on the right things. Take responsibility for your mind and your life. Look at the areas in which you see negativity and just try to change your focus. Look at it from a perspective of giving and not taking, from a perspective of growing and not being wrong or bad, from a perspective of you're going to be better tomorrow and not you're just terrible. See, I told you so. From a perspective of they're insecure and not from they're trying to hurt me. And when you change your perspective, you change your reality. You change what you see. Things that were invisible become visible. Strengths that you never thought you had, you have. Opportunities, people that you never thought possible to bring to your life, you can. And once you take responsibility and you change your perspective, now you're able to look at reality much differently. Next time, we're going to talk about what it is that you want versus what it is that you like and how that distinction can make all the difference. I'll see you in a few.